B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So, producer Nicole says that she had a past life as a Japanese man.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You said it right. I don't know how else to say that without...
sounding crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So how did you come about this information?
Okay, so I'm very open to certain things, and it was brought to my attention probably about 2 weeks ago that there's a thing called past life regression hypnosis, which is basically the belief that, like, your soul lives on or has lived, and that this is not your soul's first life.
Is that like reincarnation?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
And like, it's the belief that there's like parallel universes, yada, yada.
Okay.
You know, to some people that might be hocus pocus. To some, you know, it's just the belief that there could be something else out there. So I was just very intrigued by it because I'm the type of person where if I've never heard of something before, I just want to like research it, learn about it. And the more that I got to reading about this, I found out that like there's people in Charlotte that offer the hypnosis.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so I found this guy. His name's Mark Bell.
Okay. Hey, Mark Bell. Plug Bell.
Yeah. But he does, it's called past life regression.
Past life regression.
So I went and I did it day before yesterday, and it was the most mind-blowing thing that I've ever done.
What does he do? Dangle a clock in front of you and then you fall asleep? Or?
So he talks in a very, I guess, this was my first, I've never been hypnotized before.
Okay.
So I relaxed. He talked in a very monotone voice. I focused on something. Next thing you know, my eyes are closed. I'm still very alert. I'm listening. But I do admit, I kind of caught myself fighting it. But next thing you know, like within a half hour, I was out, couldn't open my eyes. I was super alert. I could see inside my mind, but I couldn't speak.
And is it like the next thing you know, you're this Japanese man?
So he brings out like, he counts you back. So next thing you know, I'm living something of a year ago that happened, something from my teens, something from my childhood that I haven't even, like, I don't even know how I thought about what happened. It was a specific event that happened when I was like 3 years old.
And he
that
remembered.
That I could see clear as day, like it was a movie in my mind. Next thing you know, I'm seeing that, I'm seeing the color blue. I'm seeing, the next thing you know, it's as clear as a movie in my mind. I'm in the shower. And it's like an old school shower, like, you know, where it's the tub and just like the singular curtain mm-hmm. with the metal.
It's thing. Trippy.
Like, very old. Next thing you know, like I can feel the water on my
Whoa.
Face. Next wow. thing you know.
Are you scared? Do you have a scared feeling?
No, I don't remember feeling scared.
Okay.
Astonishment?
Yeah. I mean, when I woke up, like I have the audio when I was saying that because I recorded the whole thing. So I actually have the audio of when I woke up being like so freaked out because it was so clear in my mind. Then next thing you know, I can hear the pulling of the shower curtain to where, you know, the rods, mm-hmm. the noise that it
yeah.
makes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And this is where it might get crazy to you, but I swear there were two Japanese women yelling at me while I was in the shower. And I think that in my past life, I was a cheating man. I swear they were yelling at me, and it wasn't in English.
You were either a cheating man or Robert Kraft.
So you didn't understand what they were saying.
I didn't understand what they were saying,
okay.
But they were mad. And there were two of them yelling at me. And, like, I was... I was the person, so I could see my hand reaching out.
But you couldn't talk back or anything?
I don't know that I did.
Did you have tattoos?
No, I had no tattoos. My hands were out so I could see my forearms. There were nothing on my forearms.
It would be so great if Nicole, like, all of a sudden bursted out into Japanese and, like, was yelling, just had an all-out argument with the women in Japanese. And you had, but that would be crazy because you don't speak Japanese. You don't speak a lick of Japanese.
No, I couldn't even tell you one word.
So what happens after that then? Like, do you go to another person?
That was actually my second. The first time he did it, I saw myself in a forest. Oh. I was crawling in a forest in, like, a military outfit.
Same guy, you think?
No, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, boy, if you were the same guy, I have some bad news. We won that war.
I have no idea.
We got a text from 704 that said that they practice this and they could do someone else on the show if they wanted to.
That's crazy.
Yeah, wow. No, it's called past life regression. Yeah.
I'm out. I'm okay with this life. I don't want to know.
I think it's cool. I want to know what I was.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it was one of those things where it's like, yeah, I guess it could be hocus pocus, but like, there's nothing in my head. You know, like, there's sometimes where you go to dream and you dream something weird, but then you're like, okay, well, I watched this show before bed, or, oh, I thought about this before bed. I didn't do anything to where a forest and being in a tiny apartment being screamed at by two women would come, you know?
So, like, what happens?
Get out of the shower! Get out of the shower!
And Nicole, is that the end of it now? Or, like, are you open to more memories from this?
Yeah, so when I woke up from it, I talked about it, and, like, I went back and, like, listened to the audio, and I promise you, my mind hurt for about 16 hours, and I literally think, and it sounds so weird when I say it, I think I accessed different parts of my mind that I've never used before. And I had drinking a gallon of water a day like I always do. I've eaten, like, I didn't skip a meal. There was no reason why I should have had a headache.
And I know Nicole, like, she has everybody who's anybody knows this story now. Like, you've been telling, like, Kylie.
Oh, I've
your
told
partner,
I've told
everybody. Your mom knows, your dad knows.
No, I haven't told them yet.
Nicole, we're getting, like, multiple text messages. Apparently, you need to read this book called Many Minds, Many Masters by Brian Weiss. And we got that text message from, like, a couple different people.
A lot of people also want to know where you went. So can we put that info up at kiss951.com?
Yeah, I'll put it up. But it's also, if you just Google charlottepastliferegression.com.
Cool.
You'll see the guy that I went to. His name's Mark Bell.
Right. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, hit this person back from 704 that just texted us.
Okay.
And go there.
Okay.
And then we'll play that back on Freak Week. We'll see who you were.
Hopefully I was a panda, because I love those.
You don't get to choose. Like, Nicole wasn't trying to be a Japanese man.
I didn't cheat.
God, I look at you, though.
Shut up.
I can see a Japanese man. I really can. Still to come. Thanks for sharing, Nicole. That's crazy.
I promise I'm not crazy.
I believe you. That's wild, man.
I believe
man.
You, too. That's why I want to try it.
That's cool.
All right. What you got coming up in the dirty celebrity gossip?
All right. So Kylie Jenner, she's been linked to Tyga, Travis, and now this rapper. Plus, I'll tell you what Hailey and Justin Bieber think about Selena Gomez's new music. It's coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.